Well, sir, we're ready for our Junior Bob and Ray contest to continue. We have two more aspiring youngsters who would like to be Bob and Ray. Would you two little fellows come over here and sit down opposite our microphone?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You're Bernie, is that right?
No, I'm David.
You're David. David what?
Sheen.
And you are Bernie, are you?
No, I'm Edward. Edward McGee.
All right. How old are you, David?
12 and a half.
Which one of us two nice guys do you want to be?
Well, I don't know. Who do you think I look the most like?
Well, you don't look too much like either one of us.
I don't think so.
It's too bad they're not running a junior Ernie Kovacs or something like that, because you do look a little more like him.
I'd like to be Ray.
I wouldn't like to Edward, look like him.
Edward would like to be you, Ray, and so I guess David...
Well, that's fine, Ed.
Like
why don't we check in and ask you a few questions? Do you sing like I do?
Like you do now.
Yeah. Well, can you play any musical instrument, such as a piano or an organ?
No, harmonica.
Do you tell jokes, either one of you, say funny things, like...
Well, I can say funny things.
Pretty good, David.
Thank you, Ed.
I know you told us you had prepared something in the way of a little piece of material that you were going to do for us. Is that true?
That's right.
We did. We
prepared a little piece of material. We did it out in the hallway. It isn't air conditioned out there, and we sweated a lot, and the ink ran.
All right. Well, why don't we hear it? We'll consider this then your audition for the Junior Bob and Ray contest. Go right ahead.
Now, here's a word to you boys and girls who are dreaming about skating parties on the local pond or skating rink. Attention, boys and girls. Would you like a great big sweater with your initial on it to keep you snuggy? A great big sweater with your initial on it in a great big letter? Well, this sweater can be worn two ways, right side out and inside out. Yeah, and you can wear the initial two ways, inside out and right side out. You can also wear it in front or in back. Eight combinations, all in one sweater. Be the first in your crowd to wear a great big sweater with your initial on it. Now, boys and girls, there's just one little thing about this. We happen to be overstocked on sweaters with O on them. So your name will have to begin with an O. Yes, sir, kids. You're in luck if your name begins with an O. Or you can have your name legally changed to begin with an O. Our legal department will take care of that for you without charge. You can choose from O'Leary, O'Brien, Oglethorpe, O'Gunquit, Opdyke, or dozens of others. For first names, you can choose Osbert, Odlum, Ollie, Otis, Osgood, and dozens of others. Yes, boys and girls, we're overstocked with O's, and that's your good luck. Think of the thrill you'll get when the telephone rings. You pick it up and say, O'Leary speaking. Or if it rings and you're not at home, you can say, oh, Larry, not speaking. Now, boys and girls, listen to this. Every O is a regular full-size capital O, right in the middle of the sweater. And you can bet your life it'll look dandy on you. You'll be proud to be behind one of our O's. It's a crackerjack. Specify whether you have a V or a turtleneck. And if so, how long? Just write to O, New York City, and say, rush me an O sweater right away. That's spelled O. Don't forget, boys and girls, you just stick out your necks, and we do the rest.
Okay, fellas, I guess that's pretty good.
Kind of a commercial, you know?
Take off on a funny commercial like you fellas do sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, if we need you or can use you, we'll get in touch. Well,
I think it's only fair that we point out to these two boys that we have several others to run through yet.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're not the only one.
If we win, will we be able to go to supermarket openings, go
That's
to
right.
meat stores and things like that, like you guys do?
That's right. You'll stand
boy.
In for us in all those public appearances that we make.
That's why we're looking for Junior Bob and Ray.
We're called upon to appear at those kind of places, and that's why we thought that we needed a Junior Bob and Ray, because we're so busy.
So get out for now, and...
Scram.
We'll get in touch with you.
Okay.
Beat it.
A couple of crumbs, huh, Dave? Oh, yeah.